From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At the Vatican today, the cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church set the date for the start of the conclave. On April 18th, they'll be locked inside the Vatican, their task to select a new pope. Meanwhile, the city of Rome is readying itself for Friday's elaborate papal funeral. The Italian capital is already crammed with more than a million pilgrims and tourists. And as NPR's Emily Harris reports, there are lots of rumors about who will be the next pope.
Men in red skullcaps hold the power of the church now. 116 cardinals have arrived in Rome. Today was the fourth time since the pope's death they met in private in the Vatican. Almost all of them have never elected a pope. The media onslaught is intense.
Your Eminence, did you come up with a date for the conclave?
Information control is valued by the Vatican. Many cardinals left the meeting without a word. But Cardinal Michai Kipunchu of Bangkok did stop to answer a few questions.
We are talking about the liturgy for the funeral.
Was there any decision reached on a conclave when you might meet for the conclave?
It might be according to the rule. It might be on 18th.
On April 18th, a secret meeting begins, called a conclave, when cardinals under 80 years old meet to choose the new pope. Today, the Vatican's official spokesman, Joachim Navarro-Valls, said the pope's last will and testament will be made public tomorrow. He also said cardinals have not found any clues to solve a lingering mystery left by Pope John Paul II, the name of the man he chose secretly as a cardinal 2 years ago.
Posso confermare che il Santo Padre, prima del
suo... I can confirm that before dying, the Pope did not communicate the name of the cardinal he was holding in his heart.
Cardinals are sometimes named in secret if they work in countries that suppress the church. So far, more than a million people have walked through St. Peter's Basilica to see the Pope's body. Today was the next to last day to pay respects. Inside was quiet, save for continual hymns and prayers, but outside, the streets around St. Peter's Square have something of the air of a medieval festival.
This is 3 for 10. 3 for 10.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10.
Dozens of people bought souvenirs at a stall near the Basilica exit, Pope keychains, photographs, and cheap rosary beads. Today, people were still arriving from all over, hoping to view the Pope's body. But now authorities are asking people to stay away from the city center, saying there is no more room. Many spent the night in line yesterday. Coming out today, most people were happy but tired.
My name is Szymon Ruta. I come from Gryfice, Poland. In this place, 14 hours we must wait.
I'm from Naples. My name is Agnese. Pizzirano, 12 hours. I'm very tired.
Half an hour? Yeah, half an hour, because we sneaked in. The Pope wanted to see me.
On Friday, Pope John Paul II will be buried in 3 coffins. His face will be covered with a white veil, a new step in this tradition-heavy ritual. Poles are disappointed. No soil from his homeland will be placed in the coffin. After 9 days of mourning rituals, the men in red hats will meet, locked in Vatican City, until they elect a new pope. Then they'll send up white smoke from the Sistine Chapel, ring church bells, and a new pope will step out on a balcony to bless Rome and the world. Emily Harris, NPR News, The Vatican.